There was an interesting finding in northern Wyoming recently. Snowfields that have topped the Beartooth Mountains for centuries are gone now. A Montana scientist, Dr. Jim Halfpenny, says they melted this summer. Penny Preston reports.
A waterfall near the Beartooth Highway is just part of the beauty this area offers now. The highway brings travelers back and forth from northwest Wyoming to southern Montana. The colors are brilliant. The sky is clear. The weather is warm and balmy.
Listen for a moment to the sound of that trickle of water coming down. But that's the life of this snowfield draining away. Never again may be it dense enough to form a snowfield that was permanent like this used to be.
That's Dr. Jim Halfpenny. He was the director of the Mountain Research Station and a research fellow with the Institute of Arctic and Alpine Research at the University of Colorado. Then he moved to Gardner, Montana to establish a Naturalist World, an ecological education organization. He's been exploring the caves of this snowfield for decades. He says they disappeared this summer for the first time in his life.
This is lower than I've ever seen it before.
And the first time, perhaps, in hundreds of years. Halfpenny says the snowfields of the Beartooths are not glaciers. They're not dense enough, but that doesn't mean they aren't very old.
That dirty-looking snow we're seeing is hundreds of years, if not thousands of years old. Melting it out at this point in time, it may never be replaced.
Halfpenny is finding ancient bison bones where the snow once lay.
But look carefully, you will see two horn cores coming down this way. The frontal part of the skull has disintegrated over the hundreds or thousands of years.
Nearby, what's left of one snowfield is calving into a pool of water.
The past winter, in the northeast part of the Greater Yellowstone ecosystem, snowfall was well below average. And then we had a hot summer, and those two factors combined have led to unprecedented melting out of the snowfield.
Halfpenny blames climate change that started as far back as the 1850s, the Industrial Revolution.
There are 16 greenhouse gases. Three of them are only made by humans. Then of the other 13 chemicals, we can measure how much is human-caused and how much is natural. And when we look at carbon dioxide, the human component is measurable.
Halfpenny points out the disappearing snowfields on our highest mountains will have an effect on the food-producing states below.
This mountain region is the water bucket of the nation, and the mountain region has to supply the water for the grain belt, and we're losing that ability as the climate changes here.
From the Beartooth Highway in Wyoming, I'm Penny Preston reporting for Wyoming Public Radio.